Bamidbar Perikir Aleph Pasuk Aleph, the Torah tells us Vayia Am Kimit Onanim Rabbe Bosnei Hashem. The nation were like people who were complaining. Kimit Onanim. What is this Kimit Onanim? That's what all the Mefarshim have to deal with. So Rashi tells us Ein Medonanim Al Lashon Alila Mevakshim Alila Hech Lefrosh Becharei Makom. They were looking to complain. They needed something. They didn't want to be following Hashem. I guess they felt it too stifling. So they were looking for a way around it, a way out of it. So they found what to complain. What was it? Complaining? It's the journey is too tough. Ramban has Kimit Onanim. Hayum Edabrim B'mar Nafsham Kasher Yasu HaKoavim. They were talking like they were so sad, like somebody would talk if they were hurting. And that was Ra in Hashem's eyes, because they should have been so happy. Hashem did so many tovot for them. All the nisim, all the mako, kriyat yamsuf, merov kol tova asher natan lehem. From all the good he did for them, they should have been so happy to follow him. Instead, they were following him like people forced. Temayukan nusim umechrochim itodanim, fetching, complaining, vidramim on yanan. Oh, we have it so tough. Oh, we have it so tough. So Rashi and Ramban both have it that Bnei Yisrael were complaining. There was an issue and they were complaining about it. The Sforno decides to focus on the first letter of that word, Kimit Onanim. Right? You've learned about the Kaf Adimayon, right? It's not the imaginary spoon, but what is it? When the comparison, the Kaf is comparing it. So he says, Kimit Onanim. They weren't Midonanim, they were Kimit Onanim. Because the path was so long, it was as though they were complaining about it. It doesn't mean that they weren't complaining about him. They weren't really bothered in any way. They had no reason to complain. Hashem took care of everything. They were testing. They just wanted to test the boundaries, just to see what happens. It was almost like a kvetch lishma. Let's just see what happens when we kvetch. That's what the Sforno says. Lo ayum edonim, but rather kim edonim. They wanted to test. They want to see what happens when we complain. They had nothing to complain about. It was only it wasn't a chait. A chait would have been had there been something to complain about, and not having amunah and Hashem, they shouldn't have complained. They should have believed. They had nothing to complain about. So it was a mistake more than a sin. They made a mistake of trying to test out. Why is it a mistake? Says the Sforno, and this is the continuation of his parish throughout the next three prakim, but he sees it as the start of the slippery slope. It started with this mistake, kvetching about something that they didn't need to kvetch about. Go to Pasuk Dalid. They went back and they cried again. What does that mean? They started complaining about meat after they tried it the first time. Well, let's do it again. And all that eventually leads in three prakim, Parshat Shlach, Vatisa kolei da vayedua kolam vayivku ha'am balaylahu. Having started the slippery slope of fetching and complaining when it didn't matter, and then when it was a minor nuisance, all of a sudden when Am Yisrael is faced with the Meraglim's report, that was when they cry, and we know the Chazal tell us as a punishment for crying. That you cried bechi shel chinam, you cried for no reason. Hashem is going to give us the reason to cry on that day on Tisha B'Av, and that's the Batei Mikdash. All of that started from this first one. Sometimes we, even adults, in education, we talk about kids testing boundaries. So you tell them don't do something. So what do? They do it because they want to see what's going to happen. Are you going to stick to the rules? Or are you going to let it go? So you let it go if they do it a little bit, and they're trying to test the borders, the boundaries, what's going on. So if that's true with parenting and teaching, and you're a teacher in a school and parents of kids, it's also true as adults. Sometimes we want to test. Hashem is taking care of things. We want to see what's going to happen. I don't know if that it's clearly a bad thing. And says the Sforno, that's the slippery, that's how it all got started. Again, we've had a few Sfornos where he's been talking about slippery slope of misusing our words, and slippery slope of our actions. So here is a misusing of Hashem is taking them through the desert, taking care of them, and they're just looking, kimit onanim, They didn't have anything to complain about. They just wanted to see what happened if they complained. And from then, started the problems, because soon they had reasons to complain, and they complained. They had already tested it out. So it all started from the first mistake, which is why, and that's the only, the Sfarno has to say this, that the response of Hashem, Vayishma Hashem, Vayicharapo, he got angry. And he sent a fire, and then they had to dive into Hashem and get rid of the fire. Why? Why is Hashem getting angry? Because what are you doing? There's nothing to complain about. You're just complaining about just for the sake of complaining? And therefore, Hashem got angry and took care of it. So we have to learn that there may be times in life when there's injustice or something wrong, we're uncomfortable, and we do have what to turn to Hashem and daven and quote-unquote complain about. But we have to realize that it's not always... Sometimes when things are going well, we shouldn't just complain. We should be looking at the positive side. Looking at the negative side is what led to the Meraglim story. They looked at the negative side. So don't be looking for something to complain about. You should be, instead, just be grateful and thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good he's done for us. So, Shkoyach.